Did you know? Wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
See, 4 seconds of silence is all it takes for us to feel awkward.
Wow. You scared me.
I know. I mean, this is radio, so it is a little bit different.
It's like, what?
But 4 seconds is a long time for anybody because we get this need to entertain, or we don't want to seem boring, or maybe you think you're making them uncomfortable when you're talking to somebody and there's those moments of silence. And these lulls in conversation might make us uncomfortable because we don't know what to say next. It becomes unstructured, right? Mm-hmm. You don't know where the conversation's going. You get to the end of this thought and you've said as much as you can on a subject. And then, especially if you're on a date or you're hanging out with somebody maybe you don't know so well, maybe you're on a really long car trip with somebody and you got to think of something else to say. So that's when we might start to get worried, partially because the vulnerable parts of our personality come out, you know, because we start overcompensating with humor. Maybe we say something inappropriate, maybe a joke you know you shouldn't have said right then. Maybe it's just not the right audience or time for that, but you say it anyway. It's because we just don't like the silence. And the struggle with silence seems to be a learned behavior. People who grew up in households where there was more silence are more comfortable with it. But a lot of us, increasingly so, grew up in households where the TV or some other kind of background noise was constantly playing. And I will tell you that is me. My dad always had the TV on. Always. He slept in the living room, had the TV on all night. I'm used to it. I go to sleep with the TV on. I do. When I'm cleaning my room, I don't even have to hear exactly what's going on. I just need noise. And there's no one root cause of the fear of silence. If you're not talking to somebody and worried about those awkward silence, it also stimulates us to notice our automatic thoughts when we're silent with ourselves, like when you're trying to go to sleep at night. And a lot of times these automatic thoughts are stressful emotions, and we prefer not to sit around and listen to our emotions because sometimes that's tough. And so having a little noise on, a little distraction, gives us some relief. But we want to work on that this weekend. That's going to be your assignment, is to become a little comfortable with silence. And the best way to overcome the fear of silence is to face it head on. I try this sometimes. Sometimes I drive to work. I've got the radio off. Yeah, like sometimes I just do. I'll just sit there with silence for a little bit and see where your brain goes. Because you give it time to wander, and it will wander. If it's not distracted by something, it'll start going to stuff. So mute the music or shut off the TV at home. Log out of social media. Don't have your phone right in your hand. Take a little miniature hiatus during the day or in the evening, and become more comfortable with your personal thoughts, and that'll make the silence more manageable. It'll make you more comfortable next time you're around somebody as well, and you can hopefully peacefully wait for that next moment in the conversation when you pick up. And I know I do that. I feel silence. I will, if I'm walking by somebody's office, and I'm not going to stop and say, hi, I'm doing something, I'll even like, just make noise. I'll just make noise. I will do that, and I'm learning to be more comfortable with it. Yeah. I don't want really people to talk to me in the bathroom, but sometimes I do it because you want to just like make noise and fill the silence and not be awkward. I'm practicing that, not talking to people through the stalls. We're going to practice being comfortable with silence, whatever that means to you. If it means saying hi to somebody in an elevator and then you just leave it at that and you happily go back to your own little thoughts, or whether it means being at home, turning off the TV for a little bit, just having some silence with you and your thoughts, that is your assignment this weekend, to practice that.
Being silence. Yeah, because
I'm like, are you in silence?
I'm not. I'm same as you. So I walk in the house, boom, TV's right off. Yeah. Whether I'm watching or not, I've got to have the noise.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
Me too. If I'm in the house alone and there's no I become demotivated. I don't know what to do with myself.
My wife looks at me like, why are you turning the TV on? Because I want it on. But then here's the thing. She has to have it on at night when she goes to bed, and she has to have it on all night.
Does she?
And she will set the timer, but I'm like, when it's time to go to bed, I'm ready to cut it off. So it's a lot of
really?
Difference. Yeah.
Oof, that's when I need it on. Like, I just
that's when she needs it on. Yeah, so it's kind of like we can't. I don't know. Anyway, that's
all right,
our assignment.
Y'all. We're going to get comfortable with our own thoughts with silence. The sound of silence will be precious this weekend. Work on it.